My name is Gene, and I am a compulsive eater. And I'll start at the beginning. When I was a young man, a boy, a child, my mother was found dead in the embers of a barn which burnt. And my father was sent to death row for her death. I live in a very small area, and the community was very polarized. Some people thought my father was guilty and should suffer the ultimate fate. Others didn't say much. So the community was very hostile to my family. And as I grew up, things were a little difficult because I was part of that family. My father's conviction was overturned, and he came home from death row when I was 3 years old, between 3 and 4 years old. But there were things in the community that were very hard. I was bullied in school. I was taunted. I was hit. When I was between 11 and 12, a neighbor tried to shoot me off of my horse with a shotgun while I was riding down a public road. And I'm sure she thought she was in danger because I was one of those people. But it had an impact on me. I didn't play with other children until I was in grade school because my family, my grandparents and my father protected me, and they felt overwhelmed by the community's disdain for them. And so when I got to school, I had no skills with people or how to be with other kids. And the only thing I remember that was such an influence on me was my grandfather and grandmother, while my father was still on death row. And they'd say, well, life is hard, but at least we have all we want to eat. And indeed, my grandmother, I believe, could have qualified to be in these rooms if it had been available to her then. She showed her love by cooking for her family and her grandson. And her grandson, me, I showed my love by consuming it and both satisfying myself and her and the rest of my family. I carried some of these things from my childhood with me into my formative years and into my adulthood. And I remained very food focused. And to say I was a child of trauma, I think, is very accurate. And I needed something that gave me some sense of satisfaction and control. As I grew up, my eating became more and more out of control. And by the time I was out of high school, I was overweight. And I went on a diet when I was 18. And I lost weight. And I found something I thought I could control, my eating. The rest of my life seemed beyond my ability to control. And so I focused on that. And for years, I would gain weight and lose weight, gain weight and lose weight. However, I was in denial. I didn't realize how little I could actually control my eating. And because I didn't know how to be with people, even when I was playing a role, that was the closest I could come to understanding how to be with people. Who do you need me to be? Who do I need me to be? Without having any authenticity or even an understanding of who I truly was. I kept turning to my compulsive, obsessive behaviors with food and other things. And it was a very dysfunctional life. I pretended I was okay. I pretended I was powerful. And I remember when I first came to program, some of my mentors said that I was an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, and that's a pretty apt description of who I was and what my behaviors were like. So fast forward a few decades to 1984. I remember walking in the rooms of Overeaters Anonymous, having read an ad in a newspaper. I'd already tried about every diet I'd ever heard of. I'd gained and lost a lot of weight. I overate, underate, purged, overexercised, and did just about everything I could think of, and some that I heard on TV. There was an entertainer, Pat Boone, whose daughter in the 70s talked about purging. And I thought, I'll try that. So I tried laxatives and I tried just plain not eating. None of that worked. So I came to program on April 1st of 1984, and I walked in the room. And one of the things that happened was the person who was to become my sponsor handed me a big book and told me I should read it. Now, mind you, I came to the program because I wanted to lose weight, and I thought I'd be okay if I could just lose weight instead of losing weight, being at goal weight for about 10 seconds, more or less, a few minutes, a few days, no period of time. So I read that big book when I got to my room that night. I didn't understand why it was suggested to me that I read it, but I became engrossed in it. My physician had told me I probably had a year to live because of being more than 300 pounds overweight. And I truly believe that was the last bus stop on the route if I didn't make a change. So I had the gift of desperation. And I couldn't stop reading it. I read it all the way through. Then I read it again, and I read it again. And sometime the evening of the next day, I finally put the book down and realized that while I was reading that, I believed that there was a solution to my problem. I'm not sure I had hope, but I believed there was a solution. And I'd never had a solution to Gene and his problems and his skewed thinking, his pain, and his sense of isolation from the universe. I started coming to meetings regularly. I did my 90 and 90. And I started having some relief from the angst, the pain, and the disease. When I got here, I thought it was another diet. I came to find a way to eat. And what I meant was, I want to continue eating like I am, but I don't want to have the negative consequences. I think maybe Gene was a little insane. I'm sure of it. And so my sponsor told me I was abstinent, and I preened. I was so proud, and I felt so powerful, and I didn't realize how little I knew about recovery, which is probably a blessing, because I thought I had something that worked, and I kept coming back. And I'm grateful for that time. I was on my pink cloud of control. I was just controlling something else. But my compulsive obsessive behaviors shifted from eating to not eating compulsively. I was compulsively dieting on the food plan that had been recommended to me. And I was very rigid. I say sometimes I was felt guilty if I thought I'd had one extra green bean. And my sponsor said to me, "Gene, you're addicted to chaos and drama. I suggest you not go there." I started learning how to live life without the behaviors that I'd had all of my life, at least some of them. Some of them I still have. I'm kind of compulsively early for things. I try to choose my words carefully because I grew up thinking words mean something. So say what you mean and mean what you say and don't be mean. But I didn't know I should say those things to myself when Gene was unreasonable toward Gene. The program helped me learn that and internalize that message. I had already lost the weight, most of it, before I came to program, but I was getting in that phase where I could feel the out of control need to compulsively overeat again in massive quantities. I didn't have a gallon of something. I bought two of them so I'd have enough. And the compulsion to try to be aware of what I was eating, so unfamiliar to me. And I thought I had arrived, but I had not, because I read the steps and I said that'll work. But I didn't work them in detail, and I read them a few times and thought, I know this. So my recovery has been progressive. And what happened? I'm not sure exactly when things changed. I keep working the steps, I keep coming back, I keep working with others, and I'm happy to be here. When I come to a meeting, I see people just like me. I have a community. I believe in the spiritual nature of this program. And I have a higher power that works for me. Most days, most moments, and I'm very uncomfortable when I don't address something and try to be honest with myself and others. I have a higher power, and I choose to call that higher power God. I do not know the nature of God, other than I believe God is love. And I came to believe God is love, and so am I. And if it's not love, it's not recovery. While I'd been churched as a child, I didn't have a personal relationship with something greater than myself, except food and adventures and being a false self. Who do you want me to be? I can probably fake it. The level of honesty that I have learned to have in my life is more than I could have ever dreamed of. And most days, most moments, I live in a place of peace and neutrality. So here I am, 37 years and a few months later, and I've never left the rooms. With the blessings of my higher power, the program, coming to meetings, having people I can actually talk to has changed my life so profoundly, I cannot even begin to say and explain to people what a difference this is. And I believe that recovery for me, and I think most people, recovery is not a turning a switch, it's a journey. And my journey included thinking I was healed sometimes. recovery is like that trend chart where you see a stock chart. It starts over in the lower left-hand corner, comes up, goes down, comes up, comes down, up and down, with peaks and valleys. But if it's trending upward, that's wonderful. And when it's not trending upward, I need to pay attention to why the valley's there, what I need to do.
We have 5 minutes left.
Okay, thank you. And working the program keeps me more or less sane, and I have a happy life. I've experienced the promises in my life, healed relationships with my family of origin. I needed someone to be angry with, so I focused on the people that had cared for me as a child. Imperfectly, I believe they did the best they could with the tools they had available. But I was acting out my pain by pointing my finger at them, at least inside my own head, and saying it's their fault. The truth is, Gene needed to work with Gene. I created my own problems by my skewed thinking and not working on them. So here I am, doing my best one day at a time. I'm so grateful to be in this program, and it was a long time before I could say I was grateful to be a compulsive overeater in recovery. And the big book says we will not regret the past or wish to shut the door on. And I've arrived most days, most moments in that place where I can look back and think, you know, until I went to grade school, despite all the trauma in my family, I was a happy little boy. Strange to say, given the nature of my childhood. When I was bullied and beaten, people tried to kill me. Things got a little worse. That's an understatement. It got a lot worse. So here I am today, living my best life in recovery, and I'm grateful to be here and grateful to be alive. And I keep coming to meetings, and I believe in the spiritual nature of this program. And so I say to myself in early recovery, and I still say it today, looking in the mirror sometimes, God is love and so am I. That's my goal and that's my ideal, and I live in that place most moments, most days. And I can be aware when I'm not in that place or when I feel an invitation to go back to the crazy thinking I used to have. There is nothing that's worked as well for me as coming to this program and being imperfect at working this program of recovery. And my program is not perfect, but it's better than anything I've ever experienced before in my life, as far as having some measure of sanity in recovery and being willing to accept reality as it is. And understanding that with the help of this program, my sponsor, I can affect the way I think about myself and make plans. I do believe I must live in now. If I can think about the past and take lessons from it, but I do not live in it. I do not experience the deep emotions I used to have when I thought of the past. I live in this moment right now. And while I can make plans, I can't guarantee that they'll turn out the way I have them planned. I need to accept things. The big book tells me acceptance is the answer to all of my problems. And my problem was, and sometimes still is, Gene and the way he thinks and what he does and what he did. And with that, I think I would just say once again, I'm so grateful to be here alive today, to be happy, to have healed relationships, and living with my 16-year-old son and my 11-year-old son, and being the best father I can possibly be, and being the best human being I can possibly be. And I like Gene today. I'm not scared all the time. As a matter of fact, I do live in that place of love and acceptance. Almost all the time. And when I don't, it means that there's something I need to look at, some part of my program that needs to be addressed, or some of Gene's thinking that needs to have an attitude adjustment. The big book, the program, and the fellows in this meeting helped me have that. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this moment.